Welcome to the Science of Ageless Living. I'm Dr. Ethan Hausman-Marquis, doctor scientist, biohacker, bodybuilder, and founder of the Catalyst Clinic. This series explores the frontier of longevity, where advanced biology meets applied medicine, where we begin not just to slow aging, but to understand and potentially reverse it. Today, we're going to examine three of the most powerful technologies shaping the new era of regenerative medicine: peptides, stem cells, and gene therapy. Each is revolutionary on its own, but together they form a continuum of repair that is transforming how we think about aging, health, and human potential. The nature of aging is not a single process. It is an orchestral decline in coordination, a gradual loss of communication between cells and systems. DNA accumulates errors, mitochondria falter, stem cell reserves dwindle, inflammation rises, and the body's capacity to repair itself diminishes. Yet biology also tells another story. The body never stops trying to adapt. Every cell contains programs designed to restore equilibrium, to rebuild, to survive. If we can amplify those adaptive programs, we can tilt the balance back toward youthfulness. Chronological age is simply the number of years since birth. Biological age is the real metric, how well your body's systems are performing. Two people at 40 can have cellular ages that differ by 20 years. That difference is what modern longevity medicine seeks to close and ultimately to reverse. The peptide revolution. Peptides are small chains of amino acids, typically between 2 and 50 residues long. They function as molecular messengers, miniature keys that fit into receptors on the surface of cells, triggering cascades of repair and renewal. Unlike hormones that act broadly, peptides are precise. One sequence may signal a fibroblast to produce collagen, another may tell a neuron to protect its mitochondria, another may modulate inflammation. They are language, biology's internal syntax for instruction. Consider BPC-157. Derived from gastric proteins, it accelerates tissue repair, enhances angiogenesis, and protects the gut lining. In clinical use, it aids recovery from musculoskeletal injury and surgery, restoring mobility far faster than conventional rehabilitation alone. TB500, a synthetic fragment of thymosin beta-4, promotes cell migration and wound healing. Athletes and surgical patients alike have benefited from its ability to organize actin fibers, the scaffolding of cellular movement. GHKQ, the copper-binding tripeptide found naturally in human plasma, has shown gene-modulating effects across hundreds of pathways. It boosts collagen synthesis, recruits stem cells to damaged tissue, and reverses signs of skin aging. Then there is apithalon, a pineal-derived peptide associated with telomerase activation. Telomeres, the protective ends of chromosomes, shorten with each cell division. Apithalon appears to slow or even reverse that shortening. In animal studies, it extends lifespan. In humans, it helps restore circadian rhythm, immune balance, and hormonal harmony. The unifying theme is cellular signaling. Peptides remind cells how to behave youthfully. They don't overwrite DNA, they restore conversation. Clinical data continue to expand. Peer-reviewed trials have shown reductions in inflammatory markers, improvements in insulin sensitivity, and enhanced recovery from orthopedic and neurological injury. At the Catalyst Clinic, we integrate peptides not as standalone interventions, but as components of adaptive programs. Each protocol is built on diagnostic data, blood work, metabolic profiling, and soon genomic mapping so that the signal matches the patient's biology. Safety remains paramount. Because peptides act on fundamental cellular pathways, they must be compounded under medical supervision and used with ongoing monitoring. When used correctly, adverse effects are rare. When used casually, results are unpredictable. Peptides are the first pillar of modern rejuvenation, the molecular signal. Stem cells and exosomes, the cellular architects. If peptides are the messengers, stem cells are the builders. They possess two defining traits: self-renewal and pluripotency, the ability to become many cell types. They live in niches throughout the body, responding to injury or stress by generating new tissue. With age, stem cell numbers decline and their responsiveness weakens. By replenishing or reactivating them, we restore the body's capacity to repair itself from within. There are two major sources: autologous from the patient and allogeneic from a donor. Autologous bone marrow or adipose-derived stem cells are safe and personalized. Allogeneic umbilical-derived cells offer youthful potency without invasive harvests. In clinical settings, these cells are introduced where regeneration is needed: damaged joints, degenerative discs, aged skin. They release a rich cocktail of growth factors and cytokines that orchestrate healing. Interestingly, much of the benefit may not come from the cells themselves, but from the exosomes they secrete. Exosomes are microscopic vesicles, packages of proteins, messenger RNA, and microRNA that travel through the extracellular space carrying instructions. They are the true emissaries of cellular communication. When exosomes derived from healthy stem cells are introduced into aging tissue, they can reduce inflammation, promote angiogenesis, and stimulate resident cells to behave as if they were younger. This paracrine effect explains why even short-lived cell infusions can produce long-term functional improvements. Clinical research in orthopedics, dermatology, neurology, and cardiology is rapidly expanding. Patients with osteoarthritis have experienced measurable gains in joint mobility. In cosmetic medicine, exosome-infused treatments are enhancing collagen density and skin tone. In neurodegenerative conditions, early trials show improved cognitive markers and neuroplasticity. The beauty of stem cell and exosome therapy is that it doesn't fight disease. It restores function. It nudges the system back toward its original design. This is the second pillar of rejuvenation, the cellular architecture of repair. Gene therapy and epigenetic reprogramming. To truly reverse aging, we eventually reach the genome itself, the blueprint from which all biological instructions flow. Gene therapy once meant replacing faulty genes to treat rare disorders. Today, it's evolving into a tool for regenerative optimization. At the core are two complementary strategies: direct gene editing and epigenetic reprogramming. Direct editing uses vectors, often adeno-associated viruses, to deliver new genetic instructions. With the emergence of CRISPR and base editing technologies, we can alter single nucleotides with remarkable precision. For longevity, the targets include genes that govern repair and stress response: SIRT1, FOXO3, CLOTHO, and TERT. Epigenetic reprogramming, on the other hand, doesn't change the letters of DNA. It changes how those letters are read. Through methylation, acetylation, and chromatin remodeling, we can influence which genes are active or silent. This means turning off inflammation, turning on mitochondrial renewal, restoring a youthful gene expression pattern. Recent laboratory breakthroughs have shown that partial reprogramming with Yamanaka factors can rejuvenate cells without erasing their identity. In mice, aged tissues regained youthful function, optic nerves regenerated, muscle strength returned. Human translation is underway through cautious, ethically supervised trials. The potential is profound. Instead of compensating for aging, we can rewrite the code that causes it. Safety and ethics remain non-negotiable. Somatic therapies, those affecting only the treated individual, are acceptable frontiers. Germline modifications that pass to offspring cross a moral line that medicine must not violate. At the Catalyst Clinic, we envision gene and peptide data converging through our Orion platform, an adaptive intelligence that interprets biomarker trends and personal genetics to craft individualized peptide and nutrient strategies. This is precision rejuvenation, guided by data and grounded in clinical integrity. Gene therapy forms the third pillar, the genomic instruction of rejuvenation, the continuum of repair. Imagine these three pillars as stages of one process. Signal: peptides initiate the conversation, telling cells to repair, reduce inflammation, and regenerate. Seed: stem cells and exosomes provide the living material that carries out the rebuilding. Sequence: gene therapy and epigenetic modulation lock in those youthful patterns of expression. Together, they form what we call the continuum of repair. The body isn't forced to heal, it's reminded how. A patient might begin with targeted peptide cycles, BPC-157, TB-500, and GHKQ, to restore signaling and tissue responsiveness. Next, localized stem cell or exosome therapy repairs structural deficits, cartilage, tendons, skin. Finally, gene expression support through sirtuin activators, NAD optimization, and emerging safe gene modulation protocols consolidates the gains. This layered approach yields results that single therapies rarely achieve: enhanced recovery, improved metabolic flexibility, sharper cognition, and visible reductions in biological age markers, such as DNA methylation clocks. It's medicine that moves from reactive to regenerative, from symptom suppression to system synchronization. Clinical translation and case reflections. Let's consider an example. A 54-year-old male executive presents with chronic shoulder pain, reduced energy, and elevated inflammatory markers. Imaging shows degenerative changes, but not surgical necessity. We initiate a peptide phase, BPC-157 and TB-500, for 6 weeks, along with thymosin alpha-1 to modulate immune balance. Inflammation drops by 30%, range of motion improves. Phase 2 introduces localized exosome injections derived from umbilical MSCs. Within 2 months, MRI confirms increased tendon integrity. Phase 3 focuses on gene expression support, nutraceutical sirtuin activation, NAD pen therapy, and circadian alignment. After 9 months, his biological age clock shows a reduction of 7 years. He reports restored vitality and pain-free training. Such results are becoming common as protocols become more data-driven and personalized. For another patient, a woman in her late 40s, struggling with hormonal imbalance and cognitive fog, Epithalon and GHKQ rebalanced her sleep and skin health, while low-dose exosome infusions improved focus and mood. These aren't miracles. They are logical extensions of cellular biology applied intelligently. The philosophy of ethical rejuvenation. With power comes responsibility. The goal is not immortality, it is vitality. Rejuvenation should enhance human potential, not distort it. At every step, we must weigh efficacy against safety, innovation against integrity. True longevity medicine values transparency, peer-reviewed evidence, meticulous documentation, and patient education. It rejects hype, shortcuts, and the temptation of unverified claims. The guiding question is simple: does this intervention restore biological harmony? If yes, it belongs in the toolkit of the future physician. The future horizon. Looking ahead, we see convergence. Artificial intelligence will integrate omics data, genomics, proteomics, metabolomics, microbiome analytics into unified models of health. Wearables will feed continuous biometrics into adaptive algorithms that adjust peptide cycles and nutrient protocols in real time. Stem cell banks will store youthful cells for autologous rejuvenation decades later. Gene therapy delivery will become as precise as vaccination. The once fictional concept of biological age reversal will become routine preventive care. Longevity clinics will merge with hospitals. Health span will finally overtake lifespan as the key metric of success. And yet, at its core, the mission remains profoundly human: to allow each of us to live with clarity, vitality, and purpose. Closing reflections. We are standing at the threshold of a new medical epoch. For centuries, medicine fought disease. Now it cultivates resilience. For centuries, we measured time. Now we measure function. Peptides, stem cells, and gene therapy are not separate miracles. They are interconnected tools of adaptation. They teach us that aging is not inevitable decline, but the cumulative result of lost communication. Restore the conversation, and the system remembers how to thrive. So, as you reflect on today's ideas, remember this: age is not a countdown, it is a code, and codes can be rewritten. Thank you for joining me on The Science of Ageless Living. To learn more about our work at the Catalyst Clinic, or to access resources on personalized longevity, visit thecatalystclinic.com or connect with me on Instagram @thecatalystclinic. In our next episode, we'll explore The Mitochondrial Renaissance, How Energy Determines Age. Until then, stay curious, stay kind to your biology, and remember, rejuvenation is the natural state waiting to be reactivated.